Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Girl, your mic was muted the whole time you did the intro. Let's do this shit over. Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is like my third or fourth take of the intro. So y'all, what y'all just heard was me having a fuck it moment because I started recording in my platform that I use, but your girl forgot to unmute her mic. And if you're watching this, yes, this is a naked episode, naked vlog, naked podcast. The video, the full video is going to be on Patreon for those that missed that first announcement or you just chose to fast forward, whatever you do. But I'm glad to be in the service. I'm glad to be in the service one more time. It is like 7:36 a.m. in the morning that I'm recording this podcast. I have just finished a load of clothes because insomnia decided to creep up. I don't know who told them that they could visit my house. I don't know who invited Mix Insomnia, but they got to go back to where they came from. But I realized also on Friday night, after I cooked dinner and let my food settle, I had made some black beans and rice seasoned with smoked turkey wings, and it was delicious. But I let my food settle, and I fell asleep watching TV. I had started watching They Clone Tyrone. I'm going to have to watch that and give y'all my thoughts on that. I know I'm behind. But I ended up falling asleep, and y'all, I felt so bad. I really did. But y'all, I was so tired from work, and I slept for so long that I ended up actually staying up to like 6 in the morning because I slept so long, and I just found shit to do. You know, I had made some content for my Merlin Mystique page and did a lot of promo stuff, and just it was a lot. But I ended up going to sleep at like 6 in the morning, and I slept till noon Saturday morning, which this was recorded on August the 6th. So y'all, this took place from like the 4th to the 6th of August. And oh my goodness, like I woke up at 12 p.m. I did not get out of my bed until like maybe 1 p.m. milled around a little bit, cleaned up. I really didn't do a whole lot of nothing today, but I accomplished doing my laundry and creating content. The weekends are my day to rest and clean. Since I don't go to church anymore, Sundays is free game. That's my weekend, is do whatever the fuck I want. And I'm so glad that I don't have to be in the hustle and bustle to take my ass to church to be berated over dumb shit. I'm so happy about that. But as a result, I can't go back to sleep because my sleep pattern is off. And I think also it's a side effect of my SSRI, my antidepressant. But it's all good. It's all good. Now, the reason why I'm doing this podcast, y'all know I make my podcast quick and easy when I do them solo. So I ended an era. I ended the Naked Colors podcast. The decision to end that podcast came after much thought and consideration. This is something I've been considering since last year. I recognize running two podcasts was a lot. So for those that are migrating over here from Naked Colors and the other vlog I had, those videos are going to stay up. I'm still going to put some things on that channel. That's going to serve as like my backup channel. But also, I realized that conversations with the priestess is conversations with me. And why separate those different sides of me in different entities where I can just have a one-stop shop for everything concerning me. Now, the only thing is I still keep Merlin Mystique separate from this brand. And that's just how I intend on doing it, because I have things that I want to do with this brand as well as Merlin Mystique, because I know Merlin Mystique ain't going to be around forever, you know. That's just something I am working my set in my sexual health and my sexual wellness. So that's all I'm going to say on that. But in finding balance, I had to cut some things off and just take in consideration other things that I want to do with music. So I decided to consolidate my nudist content with my regular content. These are all sides of me. Don't get me wrong. I used to have a shame around being a nudist. And this was before I transitioned, because growing up in a conservative Black family, Black Christians, of course, they believe in being modest and not putting all your business out there. But I find it funny that Christians have this idea of modesty, but when you see they likes on their free Twitter, it'd be a whole lot of ass shaking and all of that craziness. But you know, as far as being naked, just because, that was unheard of, and some people think that's crazy. Hey, the naked body is a temple. I'm a nudist. I love what I do, you know, as being a clothes-free person. And later on, I felt a shame about doing mature audiences content, if you know what I mean, with Merlin Mystique. But also, as I transitioned and I'm adjusting to the body that I have now after being on HRT and now transitioning for 7 or 8 years at this point, I had shame around being a nudist, because I felt like people would look at my transness and look at me as seeking attention by just wanting to do what every other cis person has partaken of. I'm human too. I love the same thing as cis people. And I also had a shame, again, as I do mature audiences content. And I'm not ashamed that I do said content. I'm really not. I put it out there to be seen. And for so many of us, we have had to turn to that type of work for survival. And thankfully, I'm in a place to where I don't have to do it for survival. I do it because I want to. And it's something I've done since I was in my 20s, because I'm a little bit of an original, you know. So, and if y'all want to know more about this side of me, y'all got to join me for the Friday edition of Conversations with the Priestess called Not Safe for Work. Y'all got to check that out on Fridays, okay? Because I talk about a lot. And needless to say, right now, I'm of the mindset that I refuse to taper myself into respectability politics. Now, I know there are going to be certain arenas that may be closed off to me because I am showing myself in true form, but I'm also a pioneer in a movement. So I'm going to get everything that comes for me, that comes to me, that is for me, that I desire. And I've had so much shame because of, number one, religion, two, how society views women, and particularly Black trans women. And I recognize that my lighter hued Black trans people and my cotton swab colored nudists and natures that happen to be trans and or non-binary have more so of a privilege, more so than Black trans nudists of color. And I have talked so much about fetishization till I'm blue in the face. But this is also letting other Black transgender nudists know that we're out here, we're doing the damn thing. We like being naked too. Okay. So that's why I really actually started Naked Colors and kept it separate. But now that I am loving me for the totality of the woman that I am, baby, I'm going to share things, my thoughts with you all. Now, y'all ain't going to hear all the gory details about some of the things that I do and that I partook of. But hey, it is what it is. But y'all, I'm going to take a quick break and refresh myself. Y'all, listen to the song that I have that I'm working on. Don't steal my song. But I'm going to change the beat of it. But I did this on Voicy before they shut it down. So it's a petty love song, breakup song. I was writing about my thoughts and my feelings concerning a relationship that I was over with. But I was just thinking how petty I was at the time. I couldn't have been no more than probably about I had just turned 29, getting ready to turn 30 when this relationship ended. But I'm trying to figure out a title, but here it is.
You said I was your beauty and that you'd always care for me. That is what you promised. But when this new chick came around, you started spending time with her and forgot all about me. Was I a convenience? Or was I the fool that you thought I was? But your nice friend has been over every time you go out with her. I'm doing things with your best friend that I never did with you. It's your fault. You pushed me away into his arms. This is the consequence when you're playing with my heart.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I hope y'all like that song. I am actively working on music, y'all. I have to figure out my setup with some of the things. Okay, I have been working on a trap song for a minute. Well, it's a trap S type beat, but it's sort of my anthem. So y'all gonna hear that. It's been a long awaited, child. Just life has happened. But I was talking about being a transgender nudist. I discovered that I was a nudist when I was 14 years old. I had gotten interested. I had saw this movie with John Leguizamo. And it was a shower scene. I forgot the name of this movie. Where this man was like hunting him for sport. And it was a comedy. But it was that scene with him in the shower. And it's like, wow, I hate clothes. So I would spend a lot of time at home by myself at that time, living in the South. This was like early 2000. I would be home by myself while people worked in different things, or I would walk to my uncle's barbershop. So that's how I found out I was a nudist, because I would be at home naked. I would sleep naked, but I was scared that if my family found out that I was sleeping naked, that it was going to be consequences, because of course we were taught you don't take your clothes off unless you're getting ready to do the do. But then I started researching about it on the family's internet and clearing the browser history, okay? I did my research and, you know, figured out that I was a nudist, but I didn't do anything actively until actually in college, to where when I finally had a dorm room to myself, I would sleep naked, you know, do all of the nudist things. Then I had roommates, and of course that had to end, of course, sadly, because I didn't want to offend nobody. But not long after I graduated from college, I had the opportunity to go hang out and meet other nudists and naturists in my local area. And then being able to go to a couple of resorts in Georgia. One I went to was in the woods. The other one was River's Edge. And then was able to go to Hallover Beach, which I won't be visiting anytime soon until they get rid of Ron DeSantis and cancel all these damn policies. But and I actively now go to nudist events. And nudism is not anything sexual. Naturism is not anything sexual. It has to do with naturism is more so living your life natural, even in what you eat and things like that for some. But for me, naturism, nudism means you're living life authentically and naturally for you. And nudism is basically living a closed free life. There's no sex, nothing sexual attached to it. You can be naked and not sexualize it. It's just how the human mind thinks in culture and society. And I've been a nudist at this point. I am 37 for about 23 years, I guess. But, you know, I didn't have the language then. And I overcame that shame. But now that I've transitioned into my true self, into my womanhood, And yes, I'm doing this wash phase. I had a whole different type of shame, as I said, but I don't have that shame anymore. And I used to be worried because I was still in ministry up until 2021. I was still ashamed of my news leaking, which they've leaked before. And then I'm like, why am I being ashamed of showing off what God has created? Like, okay. And now that I'm no longer a Christian, baby, I am living my best life now. And I'm using my platforms to represent the communities that I'm a part of. And I absolutely love that I can be myself with y'all, which I've always been myself, but I was not fully myself. And one thing I can truly say that nudism has done for me, it has helped me to accept myself and has actually helped me with gender dysphoria. And it has also helped me with body dysmorphia. God, I'm admitting a lot. I used to hate that I was a skinny person. I used to hate that I'm thin, that I'm the size I am, because it was always a topic of discussion with my family growing up. I remember going shopping for Easter clothes as a kid, and I was getting fitted for a suit. I was probably about 15 at the time, and this clerk was like, you need to get a little bit more meat on your bones before you can shop in here. So we had a hard time actually finding suits to fit me, so we ended up having to get my suits tailored because of my size. People would say that I was malnourished. Kids in school would say that I was anorexic. People would say that I had an eating disorder. And it was nothing wrong with me. I was just naturally thin. However, there was at one point where I had digestive issues. I still have digestive issues. But I also realized now I did have an eating disorder, but it wasn't anything like anorexia. It was due to PTSD from some childhood trauma that I experienced. And I recognize that now that I'm older and have been in therapy. But I'm still naturally thin. Now, as I've aged, I've put on a few pounds, but because I stay active, I'm 37 years old. I have to stay active now because my body is aging. And I was looking at some of my old pictures from 10 years ago before my pre-transition and looking at my pictures now. I'm loving how my body has changed, how my body and my face is feminized. I'm preparing for facial feminization surgery. I'm excited because nudism has helped me so fucking much. Oh my gosh. it has really enriched my life, y'all. Like, I can't tell y'all how much it has enriched my life. And I'm just so grateful that I found nudism, because it has been a help for me. And nudism has been proven to help mental health and your self-esteem. So for my nudists out there, my naturists, y'all talk to your girl, holla at your girl. Let me know, how has nudism helped you? I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast. So y'all live, love, and be free. Thanks for watching Conversations with the Priestess, the Insomniac Edition. I'm out.